Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I'm talking about the new biographical drama Origin.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Welcome. Today, I am reviewing the new film, Origin. Origin is a film based on the movie, based on the book, Cast, The Origins of Our Discontent, written by Isabel Wilkerson. It's a new movie. It is now being released on wide release this coming weekend of January 19th-ish, where it did premiere, I believe, at the Toronto Film Festival and played at a couple festivals in 2023. So it's technically a 2023 film, which is why it's eligible for all awards for this past year. So Golden Globes and Oscars and such, which I'll tell you right now is disappointing because we've gone through so many of the awards and it has been, in my mind, snubbed for awards that it should have been considered on, should have been on a lot of lists. It was named Best Drama by the African American Film Critics Society, but other than that, it's kind of been a little shut out. And why? I could do a whole podcast about why. I think it is a incredibly powerful film. I think this is a film that could change the way we see race in this country, the way we treat it, the way we unpack it all. It is almost too big for the screen. Somebody said, why? Oh, they should have made it a documentary. And my response to that was, why? So less people could see it. I do think this is a film that will have legs and continue to go on. And I think we'll be talking about this movie for years when many of the films that have won awards are being acknowledged are going to be very, they're going to be forgotten pretty quickly. Okay. So, I mean, that's my opinion. But let me get into the nitty gritty of the film. It's PG-13 biographical drama, 2 hours and 21 minutes, runs by really fast though. Written and directed by Ava DuVernay. Now, It stars the names on here, Anjanu Ellis Taylor as Isabel Wilkerson, the lead. It also has John Bernthal, Niecy Nash Bates, Emily Yankst, Finn Wittrock, Blair Underwood appears in it, Connie Nelson. Nick Offerman. A lot of names that you see over time appear in this film. So it's like a, it's not a star-studded cast, but it is a supporting actor-studded cast for sure. I thought Elise Taylor last year should have won an Oscar for her role in the one about the Williams sister's father. So the story, grappling with tremendous personal tragedy, writer Isabel Wilkerson sets herself on the path of global investigation and discovery as she writes Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents. So the film isn't just remaking or making the book out of a film, or making a film out of the book. It's actually taking the events of her life and her researching this book at the time, and going around it that way. And during that, they do get into the explanation of the book. And so it does, there's a part, I'd say the last half hour comes across a little bit. I will say almost even preachy, fine, but almost more like documentary in the last 30 minutes. But prior to that, it really opens up dealing with the Trayvon Martin case out of Florida, and then rolls into the events that start happening after that with the Trump election and race in this country, how things were happening. And to herself, she has to deal with the minor spoiler here, just real minor, but the loss of a loved one, and her coping with that is to throw herself into work, something she was asked to do, and finally decided to do this as she started seeing the big question she asked, like, how is we throw the bucket of racism, the word racism, in this bucket, we call bucket, and we throw in there lynchings, we throw in there the Trayvon Martin, that's racism as well, a black kid being killed by a Latino cop in a white neighborhood, right? And not a cop, a security guard, please. But we also put in there affirmative action, going to schools, structural, institutional racism. And the question is it a bigger thing than that, where it investigates sort of the caste system? And the movie gets into it so well, as people don't understand what she's talking about, and she manages to connect the going on of the Holocaust and the caste system in India to this, and slavery in America, and shows how those are all related, interconnected, how Nazi Germany used the American, not just slavery system, but Jim Crow system to help set up the Holocaust legally. And there's a lot of fascinating things that it really gets into. And I would put it up there with like the documentary 13th as far as importance of helping people understand some things. I'm currently in the midst of reading, I'm doing the audiobook for Cast, and it's reminding me a lot of the film right now. But the film itself, I mean, you still have the woman dealing with her loss and grief and getting into this, Isabel Wickerson, the character of her, again, played by Elise Taylor. She does a phenomenal job in this role. Like, I put her down as one of my nominees for best actor for our local film critic society, best female actor. Just does a wonderful job in this. So very, very nuanced. It's very powerful. The ensemble in there between her husband and other supporting characters do a wonderful job connecting with each other and challenging each other in these notions that she has come up with. And I believe the book even got a Pulitzer Prize. I have to double check on it. I know she's a Pulitzer Prize winner. I think she won something before that. Would have to look that up. But I think the film is highlighted by extraordinary acting. She's a fantastic actress. I think it is a thought-provoking film. I think the directing is top-notch. I think it makes you think, it makes you feel. And thinking and feeling, those are the two things I look for when I'm thinking about what's the best picture of a film of a year. What films make me think and make me feel at the same time? And this is one of them. That's why I would easily say, as far as best films, I think it is one of the best films of 2023, maybe in the top three or four off the top of my head. It may have been a little lower on, I do a favorites list, and I'm like, it's not a film that I, my favorites list is different than my best list, because my favorite films are ones I'll visit over and over again. Best can be just as a film, how it stands. I think it's really important that the African American Film Critics Society is really showcasing it as a great film, and it is. I think she's a great. DuVernay, the director, she did a great job, I think, translating the book into this, and the book and the life story into this narrative tale. And I think those are just the solid things about it. The acting, the writing, and the way the piece moves you are just all fantastic. On the downside of the film, the only thing that I will say that the only thing I walked away from the film wishing was that I wish the last 30 minutes hadn't come across as, I think the best word I can use is preachy, because that's where it did falter to feel like it might be a documentary, but it wasn't. And we lost the narrative line of her grief a little bit as we get caught more up into this incredible idea of the caste system. And she is dealing with another loved one who's having a tragedy happen as well. And so this is a woman who's just poor woman's having all these things happen to her as she's discovering this incredible thing for society, not just for herself, but she's really looking at society. And like I said early in the beginning, I think this is a film that could really change your perspective on how you're viewing not just race, but everybody's role in society, how we handle things. It's one thing to have a movie that lasts, but a movie that can change you, that can change people and society, that's a special movie. And for that, I think this is a special movie. I think the big lesson I took away from it was not all the problems we assign to being race problems are necessarily race. They are caste. They're part of the American caste system. And if we are going to fix it, you first have to properly identify everything. That's my takeaway. That's a big lesson I learned from this. And I think I will just say, I don't think that negates our view of racism in the country. I don't think that negates the power of it and what happened in this country. But I do think understanding the caste system and how racism in this country functions under it is God awfully important. Like we have to understand it, how it works. You cannot cure a disease if you don't understand what's causing it. You have to understand it. And I think, and that's what this book will help, or this film will help you do. And then hopefully make you read the book. I mean, that's how good the film is. The film is so good, made me want to read the book that it's based on, a nonfiction at that. So yeah, that should be its own rating in itself. You know, is it rewatchable? It's one of those films that I think you're going to watch it. It's powerful. Maybe watch it again to try to understand it. You're then going to have a friend go, you need to understand what is going on in this. Watch this film. You may watch it again in classes. I think it does, despite the grieving, I think it does have a bit of rewatchability. But I also, I agree with some filmmakers that you can only spend so much time in trauma. And that's the downside of the film, and why it makes it less rewatchable, is it makes it hard to watch it you know, not going to watch it twice a year, maybe once a year, once every 4 years. You know, you'll watch this less and less, I think, as time goes on, but it's an important film, regardless. And then, you know, I got I think in my rating scale of love it, like it, or lose it, I give Origin a love it. I don't think that's a surprise. I think you saw that coming, right? Okay. I don't know what else to say about the film, but I really think you should go see it. If you are not just sympathetic, but if you don't want to just support Black filmmakers and also want to understand what's going on, this is a must watch. Please just watch it and please understand it. Watch the movie, change your life. Okay. And that's it for this one, for this episode. Origin, playing in theaters this weekend. It's PG-13. Check it out. It'll probably have a limited run, I'm guessing, because these kind of films don't last in theaters, you know, quite as long as Marvel movies, right? So catch it while you can. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll still have some sort of nomination at the Academy Award as when those are released. But otherwise, thank you for listening. Thank you for hitting that subscribe button and sharing, if you would. Appreciate that. Like, subscribe, all that. Thank you. And thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.